Now we're going to focus for a few minutes on empowering our children to be powerfully kind people. What are, let's say, three things that, and I'm not saying these are the only three things now, but what are three steps that we can take as parents or grandparents, uncles, aunts, you name it, to empower our children, our nieces, our nephews, etc., to be kind as a lifestyle? And again, now, not to be weak. Don't, in your own minds even, make it such that kindness and weakness go together. Don't equate weakness with kindness. They're not necessarily the same thing. Okay, so, and we talked about that a little bit earlier today. So, we know that kindness does not equal weakness, and so we can be comfortable in taking steps to empower our children to be kind people. What are some things that we can do to empower them to be kind people? Okay. All right. Good. All right. Awesome. All right. Now, let me share some tips given by Dr. Atkins and Amy Salzhauer, and let's see if how many of you really plugged into these right away. Remember now, I'm not talking about the only three. There are a number. Here we go. One of the things that they recommend we do if we want to empower our children to be kind people is to set a positive example. How many of you said that? Set the example. Yes, that is powerful. Encourage your child. And remember now, part of the reason for being kind, see, we're not being kind just to be kind. We're certainly being kind for the purpose of benefiting others. But when you break it down even more than that, this is what we can be doing. Doing our part to help make the world a better place. That's part of what the kindness is about. Remember, we shared with you that one of the things that happened when in the one study, the colleagues received acts of kindness, they in turn delivered acts of kindness to others, not to the ones who were kind to them, to others. And they were not asked to do that. They just did it. Something about what it did for them emotionally, psychologically, etc., when they received an act of kindness, empowered them to in turn perform an act of kindness to someone else. And I think that the fact that they did it for someone other than the person who showed them the act of kindness just helps to demonstrate how far and wide this can spread when we allow it to. That's powerful. Can you imagine someone doing something kind for you because someone else did something kind for them and you don't know anything about it? You know nothing about the fact that an act of kindness was shown to this person who did something kind for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not living. So what that's about is making the world a better place, because we're relating to each other better. So do you want to help your child develop a desire to help make the world a better place? Well, encourage, teach, and demonstrate what it means to be kind and to care about other people. And before you begin, you can reflect on your own life and understand what shaped your attitudes about caring. So, I'm going to read some questions to you. And as I read these questions to you, I want you, those of you who can do this, write down your responses. And then you'll be able to take it from there. Here we go. Question numero uno. Are your attitudes about caring attitudes that you want to pass down to your children? Or is it time to rethink them? Are your attitudes about caring? Think about how you respond inwardly, emotionally, mentally, when you have the opportunity to vote for a candidate who wants to help the poor, the oppressed, and the needy. Because see, kindness isn't just what you're able to put in the hand of the person who is standing right in front of you. Kindness is also doing an act of kindness that can have a powerful impact on millions of people, 98% of whom, 99% of whom you'll never meet, will probably never even see. Are your attitudes about caring ones that you want to pass down to your children? Or is it time to rethink your attitudes about caring? All right, this is the second thing you can do. Think about when you were your child's age or your children's ages. Who do you remember being kind to you? What did they do? How did that make you feel? And I would encourage you, I just want to interject this, I would encourage you as you think about who was kind to you. Number one, feel free to include our Creator in the list of persons who were kind to you. But I also want you to think about the various ways that people can be kind to you, and we may not think of it as kindness. I'll tell you what I'm thinking about, for example. One of my own experiences. When I was probably a preteen, I used to go next door and play ball with my neighbors, and some of my other friends from the neighborhood would come on over and we'd play ball. I was just learning how to play. Didn't know how to play basketball. I had spent most of my first 8 years in Germany, and where I was, we weren't seeing sports. The sports we were playing had to do with tag, riding bicycles, things like that. Tell you the truth, I don't think I played any football, basketball, baseball, any of that until I came back to the United States of America. And so by the time I was about maybe 11 or 12 is when I had someone really spending some time teaching me how to play basketball. And the people who were playing, who were teaching me to play, were primarily next door neighbors. Grown man at that time, probably in his 30s or so, and 30s or 40s, maybe early 40s at the oldest. And his son, a high schooler who was several years older than I was, one of my buddies who was like 1 year older than me. And so we'd had these adults out there, about two or three adults on the court, and about two or three high school guys on the court, and about two or three of my high school buddies my age. Well, I say high school, we were about 12 years old. And they were teaching us how to play ball. Now, we were in the backyard on a court that was just a dirt court, which means here and there, there were some roots on the ground. We had to learn how to dribble. And it wasn't, if you ever tried to learn how to dribble on asphalt, a paved court, let me tell you something, that is a whole lot easier than trying to learn how to dribble on a dirt court that has dust coming up out the ground and roots. Roots here and roots there. And you got to find some way to maneuver over or around those roots without carrying the ball. And I'm telling you, when we carried, the grown men would give us a pass here and there. But the high school guys, they were not giving us a break. If we carried, we lost that ball. We had to give it up. But not only that, but when it was time for us to take a shot, we had to learn to take our shot without it getting blocked. One of the guys in high school in particular, he was so funny. He would give me a warning. He started out giving me warnings. And he told me, I could have blocked your shot if I wanted to. I'm going in for a layup. Probably get my feet 1 or 2 inches off the ground as I go up for the layup to release the ball. And he'd give me warnings at first. I could have blocked the shot. You need to do something different. After a few days of warning me, he said, I ain't giving you no more warnings. If I can block your shot, I'm going to block it. He started blocking my shots. It didn't matter whether it was a layup or shooting from the outside. He was blocking my shots left and right. I'll tell you more about this later. You're going to see how I considered that an act of kindness.